This is WSKG News. The future of the Cayuga coal-fired power plant in Tompkins County remains up in the air, almost 3 years after plans to close it were announced. As WSKG's Matt Richmond reports, the plant's operators and the local utility have failed to agree to a plan to repower the plant with natural gas.
Anytime a power plant wants to shut down in New York, the state's Public Service Commission decides whether the grid can withstand the loss. The PSC rejected Cayuga's request to shut down in 2012 and ordered a repowering plan to get the plant off of coal and on to natural gas. The PSC said no to the plant's initial conversion plan with a price tag of up to $370 million. In 2013, the state ordered NYSEG and Cayuga Operating Company to come up with a repowering plan they could both agree to. Those negotiations failed. Cayuga now wants its plant to run on coal or natural gas, depending on prices. They want $49.5 million up front for construction and $9.6 million per year for 10 years from NYSEG. NYSEG opposes the proposed conversion and wants to invest in their transmission system instead. Either way, the cost will be added to ratepayers' bills. The PSC will now have to choose between the two plans. There is no timeline for a final decision. For WSKG News, I'm Matt Richmond.